This is VOA News via remote. World Omen. An Israeli airstrike has destroyed a high-rise building housing media organizations in Gaza City, including the Associated Press. The Israeli military had warned that the strike was imminent and AP journalists evacuated safely. This week's violence in Hamas-led Gaza and Israel is the worst seen in years, with mounting deaths on both sides. A U.S. envoy has arrived in Tel Aviv for talks with Israel, Palestinian, and UN officials in hopes of de-escalating the situation. Ethiopia has postponed parliamentary elections due on June 5th, the country's electoral body said Saturday, adding it did not foresee a delay of more than 3 weeks. The Horn of Africa country was originally scheduled to hold the vote in August of 2020, but it was delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since then, there has been conflict in the northern region of Tigray, which will not take part in voting. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and his Prosperity Party face challenges from increasingly strident, ethnically based parties seeking more power for their regions. The mayor of Budapest on Saturday announced his bid to become the prime minister candidate for Hungary's 6 opposition parties, which are trying to forge an alliance to take on Prime Minister Viktor Orban in national elections next year. Earlier this week, the Hungarian opposition said it would hold the country's first ever primary elections this year to pick joint candidates to contest the 2022 ballot, a move that could threaten Orban's more than decade-long grip on power. Hardline nationalist Orban and his party have scored 3 successive landslides since 2010, largely due to an election system that favors large parties, as until now, the opposition has been fragmented. This is VOA News. COVID-19 infections in adults of all ages fell by 80% 5 weeks after a first dose of Pfizer, Moderna, or AstraZeneca vaccine, according to Italian research published on Saturday. The first study of its kind by a European Union country on the impact of its immunization campaign was carried out by Italy's National Institute of Health and the Ministry of Health on 13.7 million people vaccinated nationwide. Scientists started studying data from the day Italy's vaccination campaign began on December 27th of 2020 through May 3rd of 2021. The analysis showed that the risk of infection, hospitalization, and death decreased progressively after the first 2 weeks following the initial vaccination. 35 days after the first dose, there was a 90% reduction in hospitalizations and a 95% reduction in deaths, according to the study. As of Saturday morning, some 8.3 million Italians, or 14% of the population, were completely vaccinated, while around 10 million people have received a first jab. Britain deployed public health officials supported by the army to distribute coronavirus tests door-to-door in 2 northern England towns on Saturday in an effort to contain a fast-spreading variant that threatens plans to lift all lockdown restrictions next month. Cases of a strain first identified in India have more than doubled in a week, defying a sharp nationwide downward trend in infections won by months of restrictions and a rapid vaccination campaign. Government scientific advisors say the variant is likely more transmissible than the UK's dominant strain, though it's unclear by how much. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the next stage of lockdown easing measures would take place as planned on Monday, but warned that the variant might delay plans to lift all restrictions on June 21st. Back-to-back tornadoes killed 12 people in central and eastern China and left more than 300 others injured, authorities said on Saturday. 8 people died in the inland city of Wuhan on Friday night, and 4 others in the town of Shenzhen, about 400 kilometers east of Jiangsu province, local government said. Wuhan is the city where COVID-19 was first detected in late 2019. Tornadoes are rare in China. In July 2019, a tornado killed 6 people in the northeastern Liaoning province, and another tornado the following month killed 8 on the southern resort island of Hainan. Via remote, I'm Laurel Boomen for VOA News.